Welcome to Boston's Freedom Trail. Boston's historic center may be small, but it packs in so much history. From an experiment in Puritan exclusiveness to an inclusive modern metropolis, every street, corner, and building whispers stories from the past. We start our tour outside the Park Street T station on the Boston Common, and we'll follow the Freedom Trail to the Bunker Hill Monument. To follow the trail is easy. Look for the continuous double brick line that marks the 2.5 mile or 4 kilometer Freedom Trail. For our first stop, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Freedom Trail, Boston, and Boston Common here, before we move on to our next location, the Massachusetts State House. But you may want to listen as you walk to the State House. I'll let you know when to pause in case you aren't there yet. A local journalist in 1951 suggested building a pedestrian trail to link Boston's most historic sites. The mayor at the time, John Hines, liked the idea and ordered the construction of the Freedom Trail, and it has hosted millions and millions of visitors since it was first created. Each historic site is marked with a small sign displaying a short description of that particular site. There are also metal markers which dot the Freedom Trail denoting the sites. Most of the sites are free and open to the public. There are a few places which charge admission, and they include the Old South Meeting House, Old State House, Paul Revere House, and starting May 1, 2018, the Old North Church. The Puritans founded Boston in the 1630s. The land was purchased from William Blackstone, the first European who came to what was known as the Shawmut Peninsula in 1625. Blackstone lived here until 1634, when he left for Rhode Island and sold the land to the Puritans on the way out. When the Puritans came in the 1630s, they named this area Boston, for the place in England where they came from. The Puritans were Christians and were formed in England when King Henry VIII split the church from Catholicism to Anglicanism. The Puritans didn't think the Anglican Church went far enough away from the Catholic Church. Just think of the Puritans as being very strict Protestants. Your tour starts on the Boston Common, the oldest public park in the United States, outside the Park Street subway station. This was the first subway station in the United States, built in 1897. It is sometimes incorrectly referred to as the Boston Commons, plural, but it is singular, just common. It is over 50 acres today as a public park. The Boston Common was founded in 1634 as a common space for the grazing of cattle and was used for that purpose for almost 200 years until 1830. This was a camp for the British Army leading up to the American Revolutionary War, and the Common was used for public hangings up until 1817. Today, the Common serves as a public park for all to use for formal and informal gatherings. Events such as concerts, protests, and ice skating often take place in the park. Martin Luther King Jr. and Pope John Paul II have both made speeches here, and Judy Garland gave her largest concert ever on the Common. From here, follow the Freedom Trail up to the Massachusetts State House, stopping at the large gates outside underneath the Golden Dome.
Next stop,